Shut up. Shut it down.
Right.
We are live right now.
Hello, we are live right now. Coming in from Columbus, Ohio, at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
Getting dinner after a crazy weekend at the Arnold.
Name that too.
It was P4P's first appearance at the Arnold, and I got to say, I think we lost it.
I think we killed it.
So why don't you tell everyone some of the awesome things he had going on.
Yeah. First off, this is Taylor Patterson and Melinda from Spit Talk. We are hosting basically a special episode because all we want to do is let everybody know how a natural athlete, a natural supplement company, stepped into the Arnold and showed out. And we had a great time. I'm talking about anything you can think of to make it fun, it worked. We had Name That Toe, we had flyers, we had drawings. Anything you can think of at a live event, and people still packed out. I'm just, for it to be our first year, I didn't really think it could run that smooth.
No, it went excellent. And, you don't know when you're going to an event like that with all the different types of people that are there. You know, you're not setting up at a natural bodybuilding event. So you don't know how people are going to react to your product and announcing, you know, with the DJ announcing drug-free athletes, product out loud, and we had people pouring into the booth, sold a lot more product than I thought that we were going to on the spot.
Right.
And I apologize that I'm yelling because I don't know how I'm sounding.
Oh, you sound real good.
We are right now. You know, we got the fights going on in the background. And we just had a great reaction from the crowd, and, you know, the best part was when people were coming up, and just taste testing the products that P4P had, and they almost surprised, like, holy crap, these taste really good.
Yes. I think you can plug right into that segue of what we have for the new halls, but I can't say that.
Yeah. He announced it on my last show before we came out.
Yes.
He did the announcement, so I think it gave people a little bit of a, he said it was black raspberry, so that's been announced.
Yes.
I haven't taste tested it yet. We didn't have it here, Yeah.
Now, I got to say, take the new All Things Go Fruit Punch. I like it.
I love it.
No aftertaste. The one thing I'm really, I'm really thinking the B2B guys are making sure is that we don't have the dilemma of supplements in the past where it was just, okay, chug it down and hope you keep it down. We're actually doing, like, real high-grade supplements, and we're also enjoying it while we go because, you know, it's either chalk, dirt, or soot is what we had in supplements in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Now we actually get to enjoy it.
Yeah, I think we had a really good reaction to the Nutri workout.
Yes.
The cotton candy BCAAs were a hit. And then the snickerdoodle.
Yes.
People loved it. And I'll be honest, it was my first time trying that because I've been hooked on some of the other flavors and I just keep getting those over and over again because I know I like those. But yeah, that was good.
What I like is that we get to actually show up, and we, like a lot of us, like you said, we're testing it right there because they're rolling it out right there.
Yeah.
So when I had snickerdoodle, I was the taste batter guy.
Yeah.
Until I had that snickerdoodle at the Kansas City show, and JB was like, you got to try this. Let me know what you think. And I said, that's it. Taste batter's done. I'm not touching anything else but snickerdoodle. Whenever I do this show, I'm always hollering about snickerdoodle because I'm that excited about it. And now I feel that same way about the food punch, alter ego, because you don't have the crap and you get twice the kick.
Yeah, people were definitely loving that. And then it was cool hearing them, not to name brands, because we don't need to name brands, other brands, but just being like, wow, I take this and, you know, let me see the ingredients that you have in your brand.
Yeah.
And just like not having those fillers in there, not having those extra carbs in your protein.
Yeah.
You don't need protein. You don't need a scoop of protein that has 4 grams of fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So people were really surprised not only at the taste, but then at the quality of the product.
Exactly.
And, you know, again, being a new company still, first time at the Arnold, and people reacting that well to the product, that was just like, it was awesome.
Yeah, but I'm glad you brought up a point about, you know, there's no point naming other names. What's the point? I'm going to be for me. That's what I'm going to speak out. It's going to sound like I'm selling it anyway, so why even bother? But I will say, I was personally asked, where's Kaylin? Where is your goodie bag? You out here before we even get here, and you get all the stuff you can walk through, and I don't have one. And I'm thinking, why would I grab garbage at the lesson ring and sit there and think I'm helping myself and my body has to fight the filters and fillers that I had to deal with in the past that I didn't like. Now I'm supposed to like it because I get it for free.
Exactly.
And they were like, well, you can give them somebody else. If I'm not going to take it, why am I going to give it to anyone else? I said, all right, you want me to find a hater? And here, you take this, you believe Christ is there? You hate me already. So why am I going to sit there and throw it in your face and give you more garbage? You say, or a lesser grade product. Yes. And then say, okay, here, well, let's make friends. I'm going to have an even worse individual looking at me now because I'm getting the games and I'm getting the PVPs and they're getting the non-games from dealing with fights and fillers on the inside because I think a lot of athletes never think how they look inside because our internal organs get beat up too. And if we're dealing with all these fillers and we're dealing with all this lesser grade, then we're suffering inside and trying to work our bodies twice as hard outside because we do enough of the day. You have husbands, wives, daughters, mothers, brothers, sisters. You have all these people that have to fight through a day, and now they have to put competing and good health on top of that. That's a lot of work.
Right, and it was also cool because there's a lot of people that were coming up to the booth that you could tell were new timers into the fitness world, and so they may not have known exactly what they were looking for
exactly.
in a product, and they're just walking around collecting the free stuff, which is a really cool, like, you know, I see this person on Instagram, and I see this person here,
exactly.
and they're just having a good time, but they don't really know what they're looking for. So you come to our booth, and you have people, everyone at the booth is fully knowledgeable of the product, what was in the product, and you could explain versus some of the other booths that go up to you, and I'd be like, hey, you know,
yeah,
tell me about your product.
Yeah.
Well, it's pre-workout. Well, that's fantastic. Can you tell me anything
about
it?
Well, and what else?
Hey, and, yes.
Yeah.
So it was cool being able to have this set, you know, the athletes educate newcomers on what they should be looking for.
Yes, and bring it home where they actually see. Because, you know, like you said, a lot of these people, we're friends on some kind of social media, but we're actually meeting them for the first time, and they can see the result of natural makeup. That's like you have an idea in a picture, but then you get to meet the person and see that it's not Photoshop. It's not enhanced. Everything's real.
I was surprised. I have no names mentioned. I met some people that I was so excited to meet. Some of them look exactly like they do when I see pictures of them on social media.
Uh-huh.
And some of them I was like, you still look fantastic, but not even close to what you look like when you're on Instagram. So it's like, you know, why do that to yourself?
And how many filters are you using for that picture?
I mean, I'll admit, I'll sharpen an image now or then, but I look how I look in my pictures.
Exactly.
You know, that's what the clients, the
people that were buying the product, but really appreciate, as you are that person that I see on the social media. And I think they respect that because there was a lot of people that walked, and we were handing out the samples, they walked down, maybe an hour later, they're coming back because, all right, you guys are looking exactly like you did, and these people are matching up to what I was doing.
People are definitely coming back. I noticed that as well.
Yes.
Coming back after circling around, being like, and that's good because I mean they were really trying everything, like, paying attention to what they were trying, remembering our product and coming back and saying, like,
exactly.
yours was what it tasted better.
Exactly.
And now I'm going to buy it. And we had a lot of sales today.
A lot more sales today than yesterday,
but we had a lot of repeat customers coming back after Friday.
And it was a guy that was actual a PVP person that had been buying it for some months, but just the fact that he could get a deal on such good product, I think he had two bags.
Yeah.
Two bags. And I think he ran the gamut. He had the blue bean, he had the new chain reaction, he had the new alter ego, and he had the two buckets. No, what did he get? Two tubs? I think he got two tubs of, what was it, the cinnamon tub?
The guy that bought a bunch of our stuff, bags of our stuff.
Yeah, the two bags. And I was like, you got to look at this. Cause I didn't realize people were coming in just for the sale because they were all these repeat customers.
Yeah. It was very successful.
Yeah. Now, as a person that's out there, you know, you do the photo shoot, you do the outgoing things that basically a competitor is supposed to do as a test of competitor. When you see people coming out and really genuinely following you, like, you know, they're listening to TikTok. They're listening to real talk. and they're basically knowing who you can be individuals, and you can match up to the person that you present on yourself.
That is, yeah, that it's cool to just have someone come up and be like, oh, I've listened to your talk before.
Yeah.
And obviously, in a grand scheme of things, there were people there that, you know,
yeah,
are a hell of a lot more popular on social media,
exactly,
than me.
Yeah.
So I know I'm one of the small-time people as of now. Maybe that'll grow.
Right now, yes.
But it was so super cool if someone, like, recognized who I was.
Yeah.
Was listening in.
I got to take a picture.
Or whatever. That was
here.
Cool.
I got to take a picture.
That was fun.
And, you know, I like the idea of the grand prize winners, because I guess we got to talk about show sooner or later. There was a lot of things going on in our booth, and I think we're probably going to forget half of what we were doing. But the fact that, you know, you can have a grand prize drawing, you can have things that people actually wanted to engage in, and there were so many that wanted to be a part of that, because we had lines. I mean, like, you're in your first year, and you've got lines of people waiting to do what you're doing at the booth.
We formed, on our aisle, there was us, and then there was a group down at the end,
yeah,
with a guy that's got like a million followers on Instagram.
Yes.
So people were lined up to see him.
Uh-huh.
But our booth on our, like, aisle had a line as big as that just to play,
yeah,
our game, which,
yeah,
is, like, very cool. You know, coming in and being able to be innovative and coming up with these ideas that people want to engage. And they're like, you know, they want to come and check us out just to have a good time. That's what they're there for.
Right.
People are there,
exactly,
to have a good time. If they buy something, great. If not, you know, they stop by and they could be a customer in the future.
Yes.
But they still, like, we provided a good time for people that came and checked us out,
yes,
whether they bought anything or not.
That's what I'm talking about. It's an event that feels supposed to enjoy it. And since we're going to talk about that, let's give a big shout out to our DJ, Jerome,
yes,
and our big MC we had, Missy. She did a phenomenal job. They went back and forth so nice. And it got the interaction with the crowd so well. I mean, it looked like they were just natural. All right, pardon the pun, natural. But they were awesome.
Yeah, they were. We had a great group of people that worked there.
Yes.
And, hold on, I'm sorry. And,
hey, we've been yelling and screaming all day.
Well, I've been yelling
right
and screaming. A lot of the people that showed up today met for the first time.
Yeah.
So, because we are P4P athletes and you know, the owners, we're from all over.
Yes.
So we had people coming over. All
right, give some examples.
All over the U.S. So you got me, I'm from
yep.
New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
We had Sarah, and she's from Iowa.
Yes.
And then you got the P4P guys.
Martin,
and they're
South
from
Carolina.
No.
P4P, Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Jerome is from Chicago.
Yep.
I'm from Kankakee, off of Illinois. I mean, and... No, I can't. Oh, Jamaican, I can't think. Help me out.
Josh is from Kentucky.
Our girl.
Josh is from Kentucky.
The Jamaican help technician.
Shauna.
Yes, there we go.
Where's
sorry,
Shauna
Trey.
From?
Sorry, Trey. Yeah, see, I mean, we had everybody, basically, a big mess of people that maybe were meeting for the first time.
Yeah, so I met Shauna at a show years ago. I haven't really seen her since.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was cool to get to know other athletes that are sponsored by the same company,
yep,
even for the first time, and the fact that everyone was able to come together as a group and work together and have
exactly.
such a successful turnout.
And you know, so well.
People get lazy,
yes.
people that don't work
that
well
don't
together,
know, yes.
people don't get along. We didn't have any of that.
Nope.
Everyone got along, everyone busted their ass, everyone was fully committed
yes.
to the process, and, It went very well, and I, you know, I met people that I'm going to be.
I couldn't dream, especially with my drive coming here. So much is going wrong, and I'm thinking, well, don't let it filter out into the show. I didn't want that when the events go bad. It's not even me. And like I said, we're live at the Buffalo Wild Wings. This is basically our after party from the Saturday night's event. We had a lot of fun. So if you hear people, you know, sound a little bit louder than normal, it's because we got to give orders. We're starving.
We are starving. We've been waiting here for an hour and a half.
Yes.
We still have
some MMA events going on tonight. But I just want to say, people be, we rock. And I'm not bragging.
No.
That's just how it happens. Because it's this. When you have people coming through, stopping at your booth because so-and-so is there. I want to meet so-and-so. I want to take a picture with so-and-so. I mean, that's just, for me, that's new.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it, and okay, if so-and-so, if Martin's going to show up at this show. You know he's got this many followers. But they say, I want to see Melinda, Martin, Trishana, Davey, Chad, whoever they want. And we got a whole, like, just gift bag of individuals that are genuine.
We have people just coming up because of the pure taste of the product.
Yeah.
And that's big because a lot of people are going to those major booths.
Yes.
That they know the product.
And like,
they've bought it before. Huge booths, triple, quadruple the size of ours, you know, and they're coming up to ours just because they're like, so I'm coming back. So that was probably the coolest. We have to refill our samples and say, because we did. You know, when you're up there, you know, and I didn't know how it was going to go coming in because every single major supplement brand, there was not one that was not represented there.
Yeah.
So you're going in competing against these multi-million dollar companies.
David versus Goliath.
And you're just like, I don't know how this is going to go. Yeah. You know, brand new. Who the heck knows?
And it's so funny because you're like, you know, like you said, we haven't worked together, but you don't know if we're even going to have a reason to be mobile.
Right.
Are we going to be busy? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's my first year. How's it going to run? And you got people basically saying, well, I'll wait to go on break because I can see you guys are getting swamped.
We couldn't get out.
No.
We couldn't get out. We could not get out physically out of our booth.
That's
because
right.
The line was down the aisle.
Exactly.
To play the game. We had workers. The facility at the convention center that I swear are going to get fired by tomorrow because they weren't working because they were at our booth playing the tattoo game.
Yes.
Dancing in the aisle. I mean, poor guys are probably going to be unemployed tomorrow, but
yes.
Even the workers there were loving it.
Exactly. And if you doubt what Melinda said, please check out in our pages, our website, everything, because we've sent videos. We said pictures. It's not a joke, people. The Arnold is a big event in itself. But when you can be a bigger event in a big event, you've done something special, especially when it's the first year. Yeah.
Next year.
So what do you take? I mean, I know we still got tomorrow, but what do you take away from today and yesterday that really just kind of, it was one of those where you like stop, think about it, and really appreciate what's going on?
I think, other than being able to come together and meet other people, like, overall, P4P as a company cares about their product and cares about the people that they sponsor and work with.
Right.
They're genuine people. I feel like it's a family atmosphere.
Yes.
And I feel like they genuinely care about the product that they're giving to people.
That's right.
And they spent the time when people had questions, if I couldn't answer them because they were a little too in-depth, the owners, all of them, would take the time to spend, you know, go the extra mile to explain what, when, and why they're doing what they're doing. And you know, you don't always get that because there's a lot of times where, you know, you'll get shoved off or it's like, oh, you don't want it, you know.
Exactly.
But they genuinely care as a company about the product that they're putting out.
Yes. And, you know, the thing that really drew a lot of attention is that people are walking up, and you talk about natural, and they took your talk about the supplement. And that's what really got me, because when we were that announced that we were a drug-free athlete and supplement, boom, it really drew attention because people weren't used to hearing that. It's almost like it's an undercover thing where you don't want to talk about it. And we're basically putting it on blast and calling ourselves out. Because honestly, if any of us are cheaters, we damage ourselves twice.
Right.
Because, all right, you were at the RO saying you're an athlete, and then you're going to come around and fail a drug test.
Right, exactly.
And I'm saying, well, all right, where else are you going to have a drug test? Where you even get tested? We are adaptable, and we had it on our banner. We had it everywhere, and we think about the opening because we really live in the world.
And people, if you didn't notice, people were bringing their kids.
Yes.
And I know their kids were walking around with them, but they were letting their kids
come in there
try their R supplements.
That's right.
Because they know and they trusted what was in it. We even have parents letting their kids try their pre-workout, which I thought was a little over the top.
Yeah, but we
actually had a woman come to the booth with her high school athlete. She's a basketball player. She was looking for products for her high school-aged daughter.
Yeah.
And she was excited because she could read all the ingredients in our label.
Exactly.
He knew he wasn't going to give her 16-year-old daughter a bunch of crap.
Exactly. And you have the grandmother checking on two grandsons that are getting football in high school. And, you know, they're actually enjoying the fact that we're not pushing the product on her. This is what would work for your child at this age. You know, if you've got a dad, I mean, your son or maybe a couple of uncles or whatever, that's fine. But, you know, we were, it's like, no, we want your children healthy. We want your husband healthy. We want your kids healthy. We want your grandkids healthy. Everything should be about health and fitness. And I'm saying if you're selling a product with no intent of actually helping the individual, then you're basically a con artist. And I'm so glad we don't have to deal with that arena or deal with that kind of basic selfishness where we can actually speak openly about, you know, there's certain things I don't think taste well. Well, then we tell them, and they're like, yeah, it does taste kind of funny, so we're going to fix that. I mean, the reason we have these different flavors is because they're trying to figure out what works best for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Overall, it was an excellent weekend, and I think that if the scientists could go on next year, it was even more successful.
And a bigger boom.
It was a trial.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the biggest thing. Like, they realized we were so active. I don't think they expected us all to be that active and walking. We were basically almost stepping on each other sometimes. But like I said, it got incredibly busy in that booth. And with us trying to help each other so much, we always get each other's way sometimes. Go ahead and get the order. See, let me get stuff off for you. Give them an order for a minute. And like I said, this is the last event. We're here. Basically, wind it down
the
stage.
Can I do that
dressing
on the side?
And Linda's done an excellent job. Everybody is just running around like crazy. But when you can see people that really enjoy what they're doing,
thank you so much.
Tired, dealing with all kinds of things, I want the double burger. I want the bacon cheeseburger with two patties. And if they got the side wings, did they order wings already?
They ordered a medium wing, but that's not it.
Did you get a super size medium wing, or did you just get medium wing? Okay, good. I'll run with that. Yeah. I think that's a variety. I meant what's your name? I'm sorry.
Hey,
wait. Yeah. No. All right, sorry about that, y'all. We're having a great time. We just gave the order. Because we are starving.
It's going to be 2 hours. My 2 hard-boiled egg whites that I ate when I got back to the hotel did not hold me over. Now I'm here ordering now for the third time. But, you know, it was worth it.
Yes.
It was worth it.
But, honestly, I didn't think, one, I sold our talent too short. And I'll admit that openly. Because I had no idea we'd be that busy.
No.
I had no idea we'd be that active. And I had no idea we'd be that well-received. I just did not expect that.
No.
So when they told me I was going to be doing legs with Martin Daniels, I was like, best. Because, you know, we're not going to be doing much anymore. I don't think many of us had much time to actually sit down in the booth. Even when we had breaks, I was more concerned about getting back so you guys didn't get swamped from all the stuff that we had going on. Because, like, you couldn't keep up with the program. You couldn't keep up with the people. You couldn't keep up with anything.
Not keep up with anything, and just like having time to sit down in the back, take a breather for 5 minutes, eat a piece of chicken, and then go back out. I mean, it was that crazy. There was never a shortage of work to be done.
And that booth, we beat the hell out of it. I mean, just to be honest, we beat the hell out of that booth. And I think tomorrow's probably gonna be the same thing. And like I said, big shout out to the people who paid. Love you guys, because the work that was done in there, I doubt many people could be in that close environment, not get attitude, not get frustrated, not feel like, you know, something was going wrong, or you feel stressed. I felt like I couldn't do enough because there was so much going on, but I never felt stressed working with my co-workers.
No, I mean, it's taxing for someone that hasn't been to the Arnold before, and that was my first experience. If anyone out there is like a bartender or a waitress, imagine the most packed night where you do not have time to go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
That is how it was all day. You could not even breathe, and no one gave out. Everyone worked so well together. And, you know, with once in a while because we were getting tired.
Yes.
But everyone picked each other up and was like, all right, let's do this. Let's get this done. And we did.
And it those moments to me are special because you bond like you can't imagine because everybody's there for each other. And that's so rare. Especially if you don't interact with somebody before. And that's like, it's like basically the start of the season and you get put in the Super Bowl with the team that's already been playing for years. And it's like, okay, you're not going to play any preseason. You're not going to play any season at all. You're just going to go straight to Super Bowl, and I hope you win. And I hope things work out well. And that's basically what happened. And all right, your team, we just put together.
Yep.
So go out there, you know, and see how it works.
Yeah.
And we rocked it. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Like, to watch Missy step in like she did for the main.
Yeah.
To watch, you know, watch her interact with the crowd. It was
good.
To watch the DJ basically hold them and do it. And then you can get the sample, the cards. Yes, everybody wanted the cards.
They did.
They want to play Amen too. When are you starting back up? You know, they were almost hurt. Then we weren't going name and
they were not.
The
they
time.
Were like, we have to wait another hour to come back and play again. Like, oh, yes, if we need a break, the poor DJ needs to relax for a second.
He couldn't be a DJ because he's basically sampling music.
He was sampling music all day. And that was funny. I think everyone overall had a fantastic time.
You can't tell me that you weren't laughing a little bit hard inside when they couldn't get Snoop Dogg.
Oh, my God. Just on that, that was funny. They got the young kid, Snoop Dogg song, probably one of the most well-known Snoop Dogg songs, did not know Snoop Dogg. That was one of the best. And then a gentleman that came up to me and asked me why, and he was absolutely a bodybuilder, not new to fitness, why we would put cake batter in our protein.
Yes.
It's a flavor.
Yes.
It was funny. I mean, people were asking some funny questions.
There were things that were asked, and I'm, this is a learning thing. At a live event like an Arnold, there's 100 things going on, and we think fitness so much. I think sometimes we forget that a lot of people are learning, but they will ask in an environment where you don't expect those kind of questions. When people are asking about different exercises, and you hear what they're doing, and you're like, oh. Wow, I can see why it's an issue where you get gains or you burn it fat or the thing because they talk about life like they never have to eat right.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, there's things that I know to be going to the gym, but these people have no clue. They have absolutely no clue about fitness or diet, and they're basically asking a person that they trust with their life. Maybe that their health and fitness depends on your health.
Yeah, and again, everyone at our booth I thought was super knowledgeable and was able to answer. And if we didn't know the answer, we were able to get them the correct
Grab chat.
I think we said that a bunch of times.
Yeah, Chad over here.
Grab chat.
Josh over here. And we're grabbing them because we know.
Yeah.
But see, that's the good thing. It's not pro science. It's not BS. And I'm not trying to get you away from me. I actually want to give you an answer.
Right.
And you were doing the same thing.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't want to give false information.
Because if you're really passionate about what you do, you care. Even if it's someone else, you care.
Right.
And these people, you know, just God bless them. God bless them. So they coming in there with the most open question, honest question. They don't care who hears it because, like I said, we got line upon line of people wanting to play these games, people wanting to try to sample, people wanting to, you know, hug somebody. Like, that was even one of our things from the spin the wheel. Is get a hug
from a hottie.
Yeah.
How about it? That was good. It's especially good giving a hug to hug from a hottie when their significant other is standing right next to you.
Oh, that was interesting.
That was fun too. But
hey, no, you can laugh.
That was a good time. But and that, you know, Saturday they're still running it tomorrow. We're already out of pre-workout.
Sure. And I was wondering at some point if we were going to have enough product because it was just, you know, like when we started the little setup, everything was nice and full. And then, like, yesterday you were starting to watch the dwindle, and then the day we knew it was going to be crazy. But it's like we still weren't prepared for the volume that was going to be happening. And I, at one point, I really was starting to wonder, okay, I know we're going to run out of sample.
Yeah.
I hope we don't run out of products that we want to sell because they heard enough about it yesterday and this morning that they were basically coming back from the ATM to buy.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, I mean, we were at the point where we were actually having people buy it online and getting it shipped to them later on because we didn't have any left. And there's some things left, but I mean, and I'm sure there's going to be people that come back tomorrow looking for stuff that wasn't bought up.
Yeah, I forget all about that. Thank God they actually had the online sales. Because there were a lot of people that were really wanting because they sampled what we had in the morning. But it sold out before the afternoon. So, you know, I don't want anybody to think we were selling anybody short or, you know, short selling anybody. Like, okay, this is the man, we'll get it right now. We really didn't think we were going to go that fast. And then actually the watchers, I mean, like, regardless of what we paid over the show, really had to be there to understand what Melinda and I are saying because we're watching it fly off the shelf. It was almost like an exorcist and some demon would levitate the stuff out of our head because it was just blowing that fast. And like, you know, like you said, with us being our first year, who knew?
And it was no pressure. I mean, people were coming up and I was like, hey, how's it going? Give it a try.
Explain
the sales we had going on. Gave them a card if they wanted to buy online versus buy today.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. There was no pressure. Hey, come in. You need to buy
this. Right.
You have to do this right now. And, you know, I think that was a big selling point for people because they're, you know, we let the supplements speak for themselves.
Yes.
We didn't need to pressure someone into buying something. They came back on their own.
Right.
Or we'll see. I mean, we'll see next week and the next couple of weeks what type of on for people, you know, sampling all the products and then deciding on
I can't wait for the feedback. And I think that's one of the best things about being at a live event and not being a show where people feel pressured to look a certain way or be a certain way. All you have to do is see if this works for you, see how it goes, and you can be open and honest. And I'll be really excited to see the feedback because there was a lot of exchanging of information. People really understood that we weren't trying to, you know, rob a blind. We're not trying to make sure you barely make it home with enough gas money to enjoy your work week. It was just, okay, if you like it, let us know. If you want to get it online, let us know.
Right.
If you, whatever suits your wallet, help us. And we'll make that work. And it's really fun when they can be at ease as they interact with people they consider healthy and fit. And actually, being a natural athlete, you know the stresses of everyday life because you are that wife. You know, we are that brother, that sister, that, you know, whatever. We know that life, so we can speak on it. And because there's nothing we need to hide, you look behind the booth. That's what we're taking. Have at it. If you want to look like that, talk about the work. And that's the work in the kitchen, the work at the gym. You know, the making and the sacrifices and this. But there is no bags that we got to kick out the way so the kids don't stick themselves or, you know, take something and check. That's the blessing of being in there. And, you know, let's not underestimate or understate the fact that we are a natural company with natural athletes 100%. There is no side note. There is no footnote. And we were at the honor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's crazy. It's crazy just how, I mean, again, you weren't there. People are probably like, all right, I get it. It was crazy. You did well, but you just can't stress enough.
Right, right.
How crazy that was because going in, like you said, I was skeptical about how we would be received.
Yes. And to watch people push in to our booth just to have faith to stick around.
Yeah.
And like you said, we're already packed in. And now you got people interacting, and still there was no stress. There was no aggressive, like, I would be moved or something. We can't have, it was no diva. There was no person saying, all right, these people don't belong. There was none of that. And you know, like I said, when you're interacting for the first time, you don't know what to expect. But, you know, it's like aim high, and if the bar goes lower, it's okay, because these things happen. And I was waiting on that, and, you know, I'm waiting for the bottom to fall out.
Next year, a double booth.
Yes.
We need a bigger booth.
Yes, we definitely need a bigger booth.
Double the size of what we had this year.
All right, since we talk about that, next year, what do you think would be a good addition to promote a natural athlete even better than we did this year? A bigger booth.
A bigger booth for
yes.
Sure. That's a good question. I think more samples of our different flavor.
Yes.
Because when you gave people the flavor list, and knowing how good, like, let's say, snickerdoodle tasted or cake batter tasted, they were curious to try some of the other flavors you had, especially in the protein. So next year, to be able to provide samples of maybe every single type of protein that we have, I think we can even make more sales.
They
were very interested, just almost surprised of how good things tasted.
Yes.
And they were like, so how's that taste? So how's that taste? Thankfully, I had tasted the others, so I could tell them, but it's not the same as tasting it yourself.
Yes.
So definitely.
And that's the reason why I keep saying a bigger move, because you do need more people, because, you know, like, it was hectic trying to keep up with the supply and demand, because no matter how fast we were making it, it seemed like you still needed one more person.
Yeah.
I think about 1 o'clock is when it got incredibly crazy, where we basically had to stop just so we could restock. And I'm thinking, this is the same thing that happened yesterday, same thing that happened today, and it didn't die down. And like you said, we had repeat customers that were basically saying, no, you have to try this too. And I mean, I know I got excited. I saw you smile a couple of times, but we're like, you were here yesterday. And they were like,
yeah.
I wasn't going to try this because no one believed me. And like, we could sit on the show, and it's like, okay, they're just talking about B2B because they're being responsive athletes. But when you have people that can be a testimony without us having to say anything, that's awesome.
So how
excited is it to watch people know that it's not, okay, we have been sugar deprived because we don't like it anymore. Because if it's in our diet, it's basically hurting our look, our brain. You have people that have had sugar and they're tasting something that's supposed to be sugarless, and they still love it.
They do love it. And, you know, we have some people being able to offer stuff that is now sweet with stevia.
Yes.
Because that other option, but it's not as sweet as some of the other flavors. But there's some people that really like that type of taste to their protein. So that's just an added bonus for those people. So it's also cool. Is just, I met a couple people, such as, let's say, I met Ashley Mortar. And she was at, I mean, it's her job to greet and talk with people, but I went up and I was chatting with her.
Yeah.
I've always been a huge fan of her. And she was asking, who's P4P?
Yes.
Like, who are you representing? And then I was able to tell her about the supplement company. It was just, you know, just having different people ask about it that are much higher up in the business world than around in the limelight. Having them ask, like, who are you then?
Yes.
That was also very cool.
Well, I think next year, we basically learned as we went today. I mean, yesterday. It was a constant challenge to improve. How we're going to work better together. And I think that's a blessing in itself, that nobody said, I'm going to take a break, I'm tired, I'm sick of this. It just didn't happen. So that was a blessing in itself. But to say, all right, I want to help you better, what do I need to do? You need me to run and do this. You know, having guys that will step out of the aisle so we can get you guys in and out with less time. It's going to be a drag time no matter what. And, you know, when we go out on the floor and promote the spin the wheel and name that tune, you know, you felt like you were leaving people behind. So you didn't have somebody disappear and basically try to, you know, pull off and leave somebody hanging. So everybody was always interacting from the back. That was a blessing. And then have, you know, the product that we have and know that it's actually going to help the person that you're talking to. It's a lot easier to speak on. So no matter what, we're always improving as we went. And I think next year, like you said, we need a bigger, definitely need a bigger move. A couple more people to help, you know, get the samples ready and then pass it out with different flavors. Because, you know, it's like, it sounds kind of funny, almost like we're complaining that we're so successful. But you have people saying, I love the snickerdoodle. I had that yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm back here to try the cake batter.
Yeah.
But what else after that?
So, right.
You know, it's working.
It's working.
Right, it works.
People wanted to try it. And what was also great, very cool is just the mix of people, so the marketing.
Yeah.
So people were listening to each other's ideas
that
we had. You know, there's a couple times where I'd say to Tara, like, all right, you know, you take the supplements, I'll pass out cards, yes. Work together, or someone would say to me, Melinda, I think this would be a better idea than what we're doing, let's swap things around, and just like everyone was listening to each other's marketing ideas,
yes.
And, you know, we were able to combine thoughts, and no one was shutting those ideas out.
Exactly.
Everyone
right.
was like, yes, yes. No, that's yes. good, let's do that, let's see if that works.
If it works.
And,
right.
and we'll just try it,
yeah.
see what brings in more customers, and, you know, we're going to ship customers this way, we're going to move them that way, you're going to brief, you're going to explain the product, and just, and no one was like, no, that's, why would I do that, or no one, you know, everyone was like, yeah, sure, let's give that a shot, let's
do
it.
You give me goosebumps, because it was so exciting to have everyone interacting with the crowd, everyone interacting with the winners. I mean, like, there was something always going on, and when you can invite them into the booth, it's not like you're over there and I'm over here. No, we want to around us because this is who we are. So when we had them taking a group picture, everything going on, and it's still, like, fun. I, it's tired as I felt. I still wanted to do more. And that's when, you know, like I said, all right, it might not be easy, but if you love what you're doing, it never feels like work.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm tired.
Yes.
I'm exhausted. I feel a little sick right now.
It's like we can't
feel better in the morning. We'll see. But overall, it was a fantastic weekend.
Yes.
And
yes. So before the show ends, we got the group. We had a great time. You know, you owned it. Trey owned it. Misty owned it. I mean, let's run the name. Sarah, who all do we have? Who are you? DJ. Mark Daniel,
God.
Everybody, yeah, Josh, oh, Josh, give us a calm in the store.
He was really hustling, so calm and collective.
Yes.
Let me talk to you about this product.
Yes, and we're still shuffling three or four
yes.
people his way. He's like,
okay,
bring it, bring it. And, you know, like I said, nobody knows the things we had to do to get here, what was going on, but nobody brought the personal issue to that book. And I respect that. I love, all respect. I really respect it. No matter what was going on with anybody's personal life, they did bring it in that moment. And we just owned it. And to watch everybody interact, to watch God do his thing, just so calm and peaceful. Trey, you know, bumping, just so confusing.
Breaking
you know,
it down.
You doing
he has some fans.
Yes.
I was like, you know, oh my God, the guys that were just stopping in the middle of the aisle.
Yes.
And if you've been here before, you can't stop
anywhere.
In the middle of the aisle
yes,
because
you're going
to run over
on.
And this traffic would stop when she started breaking it down.
Right.
And just like the miles would open.
Yes.
So funny.
And how cool is it when you guys came up with the idea, well, if you didn't answer directly but you were close, you could tap into social media.
That was good. That was good. That social media is where it's at.
Yes.
So just the promotion we were getting off customers wanting to keep playing our game, do that social media post.
All
awesome.
Right. And this is the one thing, I don't know if you thought, but I did. Nobody was checking their phone when the show was happening.
No.
When we were doing Name That Too, there were no cell phones.
Everyone
out.
Was off and their phone.
Because we had to ask,
yeah.
Do you have your phone?
Yeah, no one, even the people in the line weren't on their phone.
Right.
Waiting, like being bored. I'm just going to check Facebook. Everyone had their phones in their pockets. Everyone was fully engaged. So what was going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was really taken aback by that because in this world we live in, that's such a big thing. So I know the show's winding down. It's about to end. We got to eat.
We got to eat.
Who do you want to give a shout out to? We gotta give. Hey, I gotta give props to Davey. I'm still giving to all
yeah.
the guys. Davey Jones had awesome job. You picked a great team. I let you say
yep.
you picked a great team. And that's not me and you bragging about it. I'm talking about the people that we worked with. I was really just on fire. I mean, I didn't want to let them down. I'll be honest about that. I did not want to let them down. I didn't want to let you guys were working so hard. I couldn't do less. That's the way I felt because it's that much work happening. When you see it, you appreciate it. But to everybody that, you know, was sending us messages through social media, to our shows, respective shows, the talk, the real talk, there's so many things that you guys say you don't underappreciate. We have everything you said to us, we try to respond in our own way and fashion. But it's not overlooked. We don't downplay it. It means everything because without your interaction, we have no shows. we don't really do what we do without your input. So I'll say thank you. I really, big shout out to PPP. God bless you guys. We are a family, and I thank God for it. Orlando, you go ahead and do yours.
I think, in addition to what you said, because I'm not going to repeat it all over again, thank you to everyone's family.
Yes.
Because we're out here, everyone's got a family, whether they're married, not married, have kids, have a girlfriend, boyfriend, everyone's basically out here on their own. So thank you to everyone's family.
Yes.
For letting us come here and taking time away from the family to promote something and do something that we believe in.
That we know and love.
Yes.
And I would like to segue that into, thank God for you guys. We did not abuse the privilege and the trust that you've given us. We busted our butts, and I guarantee everybody that's out of here has been exhausted. Everybody, basically, it was like we were hoping that we didn't have to wait too long in Buffalo Wild Wings before everybody fell asleep. Because, it's just been that kind of run.
Yeah.
And, thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to all our followers. I can't thank enough people for what you help us do. Because we're truly passionate about it, but we really enjoy what we do. And we enjoy that you, find something in it that you can address to yourself as well and apply. So thank you so much. Melinda, you got anything you want to put out there?
I think we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
So we're going to end the show now. We're going to get some food. Okay. We're going to be happy as hell. Stay tuned. Tomorrow we're going to have more posts, more videos. And God bless you all. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good
God
night.
Bless you. Great night. We are out.
Thank you so much.